Huh? 4 hours. 4 hours. Who the fuck gets a 4 hour massage? People with severe physical disabilities, maybe, and even they're probably thinking, okay, enough's enough around hour two and a half. 4 hour massages? That's exactly why people hate Hollywood. Come on. That's got to be one of the more indulgent things I've ever heard of. Have you ever received a 1 hour massage? As nice and relaxing as it is, by the last 10 minutes or so, you're so antsy for it to end so that you can check your messages or at least just get out of the virtual New Age woods you're lost in. Of all the examples of indulgence that the idle rich might indulge in, this would have to be right up there at the top of the makes very little if no sense list to hardworking people whose idea of a holiday is simply waking up, walking 10 feet to the porch, and drinking themselves into a stupor while they daydream about all the unimaginative things they'd do if they won the lottery. I'd quit my job and move to the Haunted Mansion at Disney World. Yeah, man, just make them build me an apartment there. Super-duper apartment. Or, no, shit, check it out. I get super fucked up, I buy a bunch of cars, and just shoot them. There's a surprisingly large and extensive industry that caters to the super-duper rich. I saw on one of those magazine shows, Dateline or something, a titillating story about high-end luxury items. And I swear to you that I am not making this up. And I grant that a lot of the examples I use to illustrate a point I'm trying to make are logical but fabricated extensions of what I find absurd, but this is not one of them. This is true. I swear it. One of the items they showed was a 24-karat gold inlay for the sole of your foot that fits inside your shoe. So it, like, keeps your shoe shape right. I mean, what the motherfucking F? Jesus, why not just have diamonds surgically implanted in your heart? Gold does serve a handful of useful purposes. It conducts electricity, it doesn't tarnish, it's very easy to work with, it alloys with many other metals, it's widely used in the aerospace and medical communities, but what purpose could it possibly be used for as an instep? You don't even get to show it off, so there's no real gratification in even that. I suppose you could take your shoe off at dinner and say, hey, I know you have to go up and accept your Pulitzer in a minute, but check this out. As I am writing this, or reading this, but really writing this is when I wrote it, but I'm reading it now. I'm in an audio booth right now reading what I wrote earlier. But if I'm to, I think, play by the rules here, I need to read what I wrote, which is, as I'm writing this, although don't imagine that I'm at some, like, 45-degree angle oak desk with a quill and an inkwell. So I'm reading this into a mic, but I'm reading what I wrote, which is I'm writing this. All right, so as I'm writing this, you know what I mean. As I'm writing this, I realize that there's the... All right, again, I'm reading it. I think I probably dispelled the confusion, although you shouldn't really be confused because otherwise you would think I was in an audio booth just riffing this, which I'm not. Clearly, this is an addendum to a book that I wrote. I don't know why you didn't get the book. Again, I know I've brought this up before, but why do you want me to just hold your hand through this whole thing? Don't you want to hear it in your own voice? I think it's better that way. I mean, did you... How many audiobooks have you heard? There's... who did I get? I got... I was listening to Paul O'Neill's book. Not the ex-Yankee. The guy who was the... he was head of Alcoa. That thing, it was so boring. I should have just read the book, you know? I could have whipped through it in 2 hours, but I had to listen to him drone on for like... It took like 6 hours. The guy's like 80 or whatever, but he's not a performer, but still. I don't know. It was a mistake. I was traveling cross-country, and I guess that's why. But this is not the kind of book to listen to. Come on. I know I put that Le Savi Fav thing in there, and there's little extra special things scattered throughout the audio thing, but really... I think the book is better. Plus, it's got my picture on it. Now, you can always refer, you know, you can be in public and people go, hey, what's that book that guy's reading? Oh, who's that attractive man on the cover? I think I'll get it. As opposed to this, where, you know, you're listening to it on an iPod or something in the train, and it's rude to me. I did a lot of work on this. I don't appreciate it. Anyway, I realized that there is the equivalent of the golden instep for every economic class out there. This next item isn't exactly gratuitous luxury, but I would put this in the subset category of unnecessary items. I've seen this around a couple of times now. It's called the bumper badger, and it's a thin, corrugated piece of rubber that latches onto the inside of the trunk of your car, and it hangs over the back of the exterior and protects the bumper. The bumper of your car, of course, being the thing that protects your car. The bumper is usually reinforced rubber or plastic and is designed to take the impact of a hit. So this thin piece of nothing is there to protect the bumper from scratches, I guess? So in order to keep the back of your car looking pretty, you have to drape a goofy piece of rubber mat over it. It kind of defeats the purpose. So many things that are presented to us as time savers are just regular, thank God somebody finally figured out a better way type of items are wholly superfluous and not really needed. You can see it in the perpetually empty smile of the models performing mundane, everyday tasks in the ads throughout the Sharper Image or SkyMall catalogs or in any given infomercial. Folding an easier-to-fold ladder, storing something under your bed with ease that up until now was not possible to store under your bed without 15 seconds of focused imagination, the joy of finally cleaning your gutter without having to stand on something to elevate you, making pancakes without all the muss and fuss that you used to endure with a new 30-second pancake batter thing. I mean, how did the pioneers ever do without it? Jesus, we are a lazy, gullible, mindlessly consumptive culture, aren't we?